and welcome to episode 60 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. Asuncion is the capital city of which country? Question 2. Who directed the films My Left Foot, The Field, and In the Name of the Father? Question 3. Who did Manchester City defeat in the 2023 Champions League final? Question 4. Bruce Banner is the alter ego of which superhero? Question 5. Both Starbucks and Amazon have their headquarters in which US city? Question 6. Cashmere wool comes from which animal? Question 7. Who wrote the nonsense poem Jabberwocky? Question 8. At which racecourse is the Irish Grand National held? Question 9. Diamonds are a solid form of which chemical element? And question 10. Drumshambo is a town in which county? Well, that's it for the general knowledge round. Next up, it's the audio round, which this week is on HBO TV theme songs. HBO are unrivaled in making some of the greatest TV shows ever produced, many of which have some very memorable theme songs. So let's see how many you can get. You are about to hear 5 clips of very famous theme songs. You simply have to tell me what TV show they belong to. The audio round, question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Whoa. And question 5. Now, with the current scandal polluting our airways, the obvious choice for this week's topical round would be some kind of smart-ass scathing attack on RTE. However, I feel like I've already done that to death in the past, as I just didn't see this one coming. And I don't think I have any other jokes or indeed questions left about Ryan Tuberty, The Late Late Show, and its nefarious past. Although, by the end of the whole fiasco, another round may appear at some stage. However, I'm going to leave it be for now. Instead, with the news that Madonna is in ICU and has been forced to postpone her world tour, I thought we could take this opportunity to honour one of the true legends of the music world. Now, I struggled to narrow this round down to just 5 questions, given Madonna's incredible mark on not just music, but pop culture in general. So, you're going to get 10 questions all about the Queen of Pop. The topical round. Question 1. In what decade was Madonna born? Question 2. Which 1986 Madonna album features the songs Live to Tell, Papa Don't Preach, and La Isla Bonita? Question 3. Which Madonna music video, condemned by the Vatican, features many religious symbols, as well as the Ku Klux Klan's burning crosses and a dream about kissing a black saint? Question 4. What clever title was given to Madonna's 1990 Greatest Hits album? Question 5. Can you name either of Madonna's ex-husbands, both of whom are prominent in the world of film? Question 6. Which Madonna hit single mentions the names of 16 Hollywood icons? Question 7. In 1996, Madonna took home the Golden Globe for Best Actress for her portrayal of which political figure? Question 8. At the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards, Madonna created a bit of a stir by kissing which other two singers live on stage? Question 9. On which 2008 hit single did Madonna collaborate with Justin Timberlake? And question 10. I'll be interested to see how many of you get this. What is Madonna's surname? Well, that's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. Well, first up, we had the general knowledge round. Question 1. Asunción is the capital city of Paraguay. Question 2, the director of My Left Foot, The Field and In the Name of the Father is Jim Sheridan. Question 3, Manchester City defeated Inter Milan at this year's Champions League final. Question 4, Bruce Banner is the alter ego. You wouldn't like me if I got angry. It is the Hulk. Question 5, Starbucks and Amazon have their headquarters in Seattle in Washington. Question 6, cashmere wool comes from a goat. Question 7, the nonsense poem Jabberwocky was written by the same author of Alice in Wonderland. It was Lewis Carroll. Question 8, the Irish Grand National is held each year at Fairy House. Question 9, diamonds are a solid form of carbon. And question 10, Drumshambo, now fairly well known for its gin, is a town in County Leitrim. Next up, we had the audio round, which was those HBO TV theme songs. Some of these were quite easy, one or two of them maybe a little bit trickier, but I figured with a 10 question round dedicated to Madonna, I should probably give you a few handy ones. Question 1, we heard probably the most famous theme song here, that of Game of Thrones. I'm re-watching Game of Thrones at the moment, which is probably what inspired me to do this round, because it is fucking fantastic. Question 2, the theme song from Curb Your Enthusiasm. That was followed by question 3, The Sopranos. Question 4, much newer TV show here, so maybe not everybody got this one, but it was the very catchy and kind of ludicrous theme song from a very ludicrous TV show, The White Lotus. I was actually in a nightclub in Nice last year and that song actually came on, which was great crack altogether. And finally, question 5, we heard the theme song from the wonderful Succession. I think I can safely say it's the only theme song that I don't think I've ever skipped when watching an episode, because it kind of forms part of the show itself and it's just too good to skip. Okay, finally we had the topical round. 10 questions all about the Queen of Pop herself, Madonna. Question 1. In what decade was Madonna born? She was born in the 1950s. 1958 to be precise. Question 2, the songs Live to Tell, Papa Don't Preach and La Isla Bonita were all on the album True Blue. Question 3, that music video condemned by the Vatican, probably one of the most memorable music videos of all time, even though it wouldn't pack the same punch today, of course, but it was from Like a Prayer. Question 4, the clever title of Madonna's 1990 Greatest Hits album. It is a play on words from the Immaculate Conception. It was the Immaculate Collection. Question 5. Well, Madonna has been married twice. First from 1985 to 1989 to Sean Penn. And then from 2000 to 2008 to director Guy Ritchie. So either answer there, Sean Penn or Guy Ritchie, will get you a point. Question 6. That Madonna hit single that mentions the names of 16 Hollywood icons. Let's have a quick listen. Ricardo and Monroe, Dietrich and DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Yes, it is of course Vogue, with some of the biggest names from the golden age of Hollywood there getting a mention. Now, question 7. Well, it's kind of hard to believe that Madonna won any awards for her acting, but in fairness, she was decent in this film, probably because much of her screen time was taken up with singing. She won that Golden Globe for her role in the musical Evita, playing the former First Lady and spiritual leader of Argentina, Eva Perón. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Question 8. One extreme to another here. At the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards, well, who can forget this? When Madonna created a bit of a stir by kissing Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera live on stage. Fair play to her. Question 9. In 2008, Madonna collaborated with Justin Timberlake on the song 4 Minutes. Jesus Christ, hard to believe that song is 15 years old. I am getting old. And finally, question 10. Interestingly enough, Madonna's birth name is Madonna. It's not a stage name. It is the name she was given at birth. But who knows her surname? It is Ciccone. I think I'm pronouncing that right. C-I-C-C-O-N-E. It is Italian. Madonna Ciccone is her name. I've just read there while recording that she is out of ICU. So nothing to worry about there. Well, maybe not nothing, looking at her face and the videos she has released in the last while. But other than that, you know, she does deserve our praise. And she is always going to be one of the biggest legends in music and cultural icons ever produced. Well, that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 25. And please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week. And happy quizzing.